Back in the 1930s, maverick film directors like Frank Capra, George Stevens, and Preston Sturges unleashed the comic talents of actresses like Myrna Loy, Barbara Stanwyck, and Katharine Hepburn. A new book by Elizabeth Kendall, The Runaway Bride, focuses on these movie heroines. Critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
After reading The Runaway Bride, I want to lock myself in my apartment for a week, just me and the VCR, and watch all those buoyant romantic comedies of the 30s. Movies like It Happened One Night, My Man Godfrey, and Stage Door. No, better yet, I don't want to just watch those movies. I want to live in them. I'd like to be Ginger Rogers in Swing Time. She plays a platinum blonde working girl who lures Fred Astaire away from his high society sweetheart. This may be a reactionary plot for a feminist to admire, but compare it to this summer's most popular working girl movie, Pretty Woman. Julia Roberts' hooker needs a millionaire to rescue her, but Ginger Rogers' hoofer rescues Astaire from a life of empty luxury. In the book, The Runaway Bride, Elizabeth Kendall says that the Rogers character wasn't a fluke. During the 30s, Hollywood discovered that pretty women could also be smart and funny and self-respecting. This new proto-feminist heroine was a response to the Depression, when people needed tougher role models. Most of these romantic comedies also contained a populist political message. On-screen couples often came from different class backgrounds, but romantic love always triumphed over wealth. The Runaway Bride interprets 30s movies with all the subtlety and wit that made those movies so great. And according to Kendall, the greatest of them all was the 1934 comedy It Happened One Night. Claudette Colbert plays an heiress who flees her own wedding. She's the runaway bride of the book's title. She hops aboard a bus and meets Clark Gable, an out-of-work reporter. Sparks fly as Colbert asserts herself, and Gable finds the competition provocative. Here's some romantic sparring from the famous hitchhiking scene.
Here comes a car.
Okay, now watch me. I'm going to use number one. Keep your eye on that thumb, baby, and see what happens.
On the thumb.
Something must have gone wrong.
Oh.
Try number two.
Mm. Well, when you get to 100, wake me up. Do you mind if I try?
You? Don't make me laugh.
Oh, you're such a smart aleck. Nobody knows anything but you. I'll stop a car and I won't use my thumb.
What are you going to do?
It's a system all my own.
Gable's rational male methods for bumming a ride can't compete with Colbert's potent flash of leg. At movie's end, they run off together, the perfect romantic comedy couple, equally matched in humor, guts, and sex appeal. But by the 40s, romantic comedy was dying. Love farces seemed too impudent for wartime. Kendall says that even those Tracy Hepburn movies of the 40s that we always think of as being so liberated were actually a throwback. Hepburn, after all, always ends up learning humility and other wifely virtues. The feisty heroines of the 30s faded into weepy victims, bad girls, and nasty career women. And lately, it seems to have gotten even worse. You'd think that after more than 20 years of feminism, our movie heroines would be doing something else besides waiting around to be saved by corporate raiders or ghosts.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University.